And I think that one of our most important jobs that we play as oncologists is really helping people to find that, to really step back and say, you know, you really have to live for the time that you're living, because it does have a more finite point to it than you might have thought otherwise. And I think too much of current life is just rush, 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 and then you look back and what happened. So that was a really well written. This year has been a lot of reflection for me on that. One of my patients wrote a best-selling book, When Breath Becomes Air. That was Dr. Paul Kalanithi. And so that has really brought a lot of these discussions forward into the more general public. And I felt that with his voice of describing his journey, and unfortunately he lost his life to lung cancer, but he was able to really explore a lot of these questions about what does it mean to have cancer at a young age? What does it mean to be sort of facing death when you're just starting life? Because he was just finishing his training as a neurosurgeon. And he did a really amazing job of capturing our interactions as well. And I think gave people an insight into what it means to be an oncologist and have those patient interactions. So that's been a really challenging part of this year, because it's made me reflect back on it, but also really amazing to see the response that his book has resonated with so many people. And his widow, Lucy's done a lot of book tours and really been able to express that and have those sorts of discussions. And it's a part of our medical education that doesn't always get emphasized enough. So I was really fascinated by that aspect of this project, having people really reflect back on it. It's also one of the things I try to emphasize when I'm teaching. I just came off of 2 weeks being the hospital attending, so working with the residents who are getting younger all the time, but really kind of helping them as they grappled with young people dying with cancer and trying to help them see the, well, yes, this is a terrible thing that's happening to this person, and you need to be able to give and help them sort of see how they're still living. But then you also need to figure out ways not to have that come home with you and not to have that pull everything out of you. And you need to kind of, it's different for each person, but how do you find ways to regenerate your own energy so that you can continue to be giving in that way? And how do you learn from our patients how to live more yourself? So, I mean, there's a lot in that.